from the spot where she was found. A bright red velvet ribbon was tangled in her gown. Her skin was icy white. Her veins were thin and blue. There was black ink on her fingers and blood inside her shoes. Destroying angels, a fatal kiss. Bees made honey upon her lips. She was so pure, without a doubt, until the last red drop leaked out. Some days they are so shameful, no words for them exist.
Thank you. John Hardy, he was a desperate little man. Carried two guns every day. He shot a man down on the West Virginia line. They saw John Hardy getting away. They saw John Hardy getting away. They cornered John Hardy on the Tombstone Bridge. He thought that he was free. Till a deputy sheriff came and grabbed him by the arm. Said, Johnny, come along with me. Johnny, come along with me. Tears running down his eyes. Said, I've seen the death of many a poor boy. Now I'm ready to die. Now I'm ready to die. And I've been to the west. I've been the whole world round. I've been to the north and I've been to the south. I'm going to my hanging ground. I'm going to my hanging ground.
Some Uncle Tupelo wrapping up that set of music with John Hardy from the No Depression album. Before that, speaking of versions, old 97s doing Merle Haggard's Mama Tried. Well, played some, I'll say, brand new, newer, came out in 2022. Brand new music from John Doe. New album's called The Fables in a Foreign Land. What's interesting, the song I played, which I was called the first single, Destroying Angels, he and Exene Cervenka of X wrote it with Shirley Manson of Garbage. And actually, Garbage put that song out as a single on Record Store Day a few years back. So even though he wrote it, we're going to call it a cover of a Garbage song. And then speaking of something that's not Garbage, Roy Orbison never put Garbage out. I don't even think he took the Garbage out. Roy Orbison started off the entire set with Working for the Man, which is what I do each and every day. Each and every Friday, I work for you. And you might be a man or a woman or whatever you are. Just a fan of the Viva Lamont radio show. That's what you are. Hey, don't forget that the Academy, the American Academy of Neurology, has issued a new guideline to help determine when people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia should stop driving. Find out more information by going to AAN.com. That's AAN.com. For people listening to my encore presentation, have a great day.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hear my song as I ride along, I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Hello there, neighbor. It's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, Miss Audrey, and all the drifting cowboys. Yes, a singing sensation of the country. Hank Williams is back again for a little visit and some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
I ain't got a dime just to waste in my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Yes, neighbors, here's one of the things that makes your radio worthwhile. You're always glad to spend a little money on the juice when this fella comes calling around. It's our old friend, Hank Williams.
Thank you, Grant. Thank you a lot. And welcome, friends and neighbors, to another Health and Happiness Show. We hope you all are good and healthy and happy and feeling good. All the boys and myself, Miss Audrey, Grant Turner, we all here to try to make you happy for the next few minutes. I'd like to start off here with a song that I recorded here not long ago. I think it's one of the prettiest ones I've ever recorded. Boys, if you will, a little tune called The Lost Highway. I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost, for a life of sin I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, there goes another boy down the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's lies makes a life like mine. For the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Just a lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I've paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around on this road of sin, or you're sorrow-bound. Take my advice, or you curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
Yes.
Friends, right now, here's our good friend again with a message for you. So if you will listen to him just a minute, we'll be right back.
COVID-19 is a severe lung infection. Trust the American Lung Association for science-based public health information, especially for the 36 million Americans who live with lung disease. We have resources to protect your lung health, access expertise from medical professionals, and peer-to-peer support through our online communities. Visit lung.org for daily updates or call 1-800-LUNG-USA.
Well, here we are again. Friends, we got a little song here now that's got an awful lot of good sense in it. Really good one. Audrey and myself are going to sing it for you. And I think you'll agree with me, it's got an awfully good title. Title of it is, I Want to Live in Love Always.
I want to live in love under the stars above. I want to hold to my heart. You gave me hopes anew when I was sad and blue, and nothing's gonna keep us apart. I sang a lonely song until you came along. I'm heading for the bright sunny day, and I'm telling you what this love will do. I wanna live and love always. Pray that lucky day that you came walking right into my life. I'm gonna change my plans, cause I'm a different man. I'm through with all troubles and strife. I used to feel so bad, but now I feel so glad. I'm heading for the bright sunny day, and I'm telling you what this love will do. I wanna live and love always. I wanna live and love under the stars above. I wanna hold you close to my heart. You gave me hopes anew when I was sad and blue, and nothing's gonna keep us apart. I sang a lonely song until you came along. I'm heading for the bright sunny day, and I'm telling you what this love will do. I wanna live and love always.
Yes, sir, there it is. I want to live and love always. Here's our friend again with a message for you. So listen to him, will you?
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Jerry Rivers balled them cabbage. Now, he didn't get a chance to ball them. He just got to stew them a little bit on that round there. Friends, right now, it's hymn time on the Health and Happiness Show. Gonna ask Miss Audrey and all the boys, our announcer, Grant Turner, we're gonna all gather around the mic here, sing you an old-time shout tune. I know all you folks will enjoy. I hope you will, at least. I know all you folks know the song and like it. Jerry, if you lead us off here, all of us. Little tune called I'll Have a New Body, I'll Have a New Life.
On that resurrection morning when all dead in Christ shall rise, I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Won't it be so bright and fair when we meet our loved ones there? I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home, love eternal, with the redeeming God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain,
there'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. When old Gabriel blows his trumpet and we walk the streets of gold, I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. No more pain, worry, sorrow in this wicked world of sin. I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of eternal with the redeeming God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
living for that day when Christ shall come. I'll have a new body.
Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Graves all bursting, saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around. I'll have a new body.
Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed God. The sad, there'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body.
Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Thank you all. Thank you an awful lot, Terry. I'll have a new body. I'll have a new life. Hope all you friends enjoyed that one. Now, folks, we got a boy here that picks an awful lot of guitar, we think. We want you to listen to him for a little spasm here. Bob McNett with his electric guitar and a little tune called Fingers on Fire. Bob, friends, the old clock has caught up with us. We're going to have to get out of here. The good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. This is Hank Williams saying we'll see you again for long. Until then, Jerry, let's go see Sally.
Darling, let's turn. And go back to yesterday. Let's pretend that time has stopped and I didn't go away. We had our love to make us happy. It wasn't meant to bring us tears. Love like ours should never die. So darling, let's turn back the years. It wasn't meant to bring us tears. Love like ours should never die. So darling, let's turn back the years.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
RCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
WRCT Pittsburgh is a mistress, a wife, a pen friend, a checkout girl, a complimentary moist lemon-scented cleansing square, or a handy freshen-up wipette. WRCT is the breath of God, the dew on a fresh apple. It's the soft rain of dust that falls into a shaft of morning sun when you pull from an old bookshelf a forgotten volume of romantic diaries. It's a half-remembered childhood birthday party, a creak on the stair, a sputtering match held to a frosted pane, the warm, wet, trusting touch of a leaking nappy, the hulk of a charred panzer, the underside of a granite boulder, the first downy growth on the upper lip of a Mediterranean girl, cobwebs long since overrun by an old Wellington boot.
I'm here outside when you're ready. Shots and confetti. I'll take you home if you let me. Yeah. Just promise you won't forget me. No.
kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Er hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles rief, da kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Es war 1780
Und es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore. Die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock, mir ab, mal der ist toll.
We had a rough time. We had a moment. around. Stands about 5'4", from the head to the ground. She comes around here right about midnight. Oh, she makes me feel so good. I wanna say she makes me feel alright when nothing else does, and it isn't you.
Very much.
She can stop the winter with her.
Wait till she Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Following program is a tribute to the late Dick Gregory, entertainer, civil rights activist, and wellness guru. Gregory died of heart failure on August 19, 2017. He was 84.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
I am the best of a half a billion, so I don't want anybody to tell me that I'm special. I know that. And these are the things that I have evolved to the point of realizing. If you ask me what is the worst shame, I would have to say a father, 10 black children, that God blessed me to create 10 gods, and at no time did I have an affair with Lillian Gregory to create God's new life. I just ripping off the rip off, and that's not insulting. What's insulting, I never owned a car. I didn't know the year, to make, the model, the down payment, the book value, the trade-in, the insurance, the monthly notes. And when I have to sit across from you at 68 years old and realize I put more planning into owning a Jive automobile than creating God's new life, then maybe the problem starts with me. And so, but if I had to leave one word to describe me, say agitator. And if you don't know out there what that is, next time you put your dirty wet underwear in the washing machine, take the agitator out.
Dick Gregory, comedian, civil rights activist, and spokesman for health issues. This past March, Gregory was the keynote speaker at the 14th annual Heman Sweat Symposium on Civil Rights, held on the campus of the University of Texas at Austin. In 1949, Sweat applied for admission to the UT Law School, but was denied admission on the basis of race. With the help and assistance of the NAACP, he brought legal action against the university. In the landmark case Sweat v. Painter, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that separate law school facilities could not provide a legal education equal in quality to that available at the University of Texas Law School, one of the nation's ranking law schools. In 1950, Sweat entered the University of Texas School of Law. I'm Johnny O'Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, comedian and civil rights activist Dick Gregory, In Black America.
The power of the God force. I was hooked to the church. The power that the most racist thug, the most wealthiest, unspiritual, multi-trillionaire pimp in me came from the same God. And I defy you, I have 10 children, to love and like 9 of my children and hate the 10th one. You violate me as a father. And so I realize now that the dope pusher and the drug addict, the same God made them both. And so I have to have his compassion for both of them as I would like for you to have for that 10th one who have done something wrong to you. And so I guess when I sit down and look at it now and realize we all got here the same way.
Dick Gregory is famous for his hunger strikes, his mobilization for social change, his Bahamian diet, his comedy career, and his anti-drug activities. He is a complex and unique man. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, he grew up shining shoes to help feed his family. At Sumner High School, he led a march against conditions in segregated schools and set a state record in track. As a star comedian in the early 1960s, he used biting racial satire and stunned the stereotypes of early black comics. Prompted by the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he became a civil rights and anti-war leader, running for president in 1968 and fasting for human rights here and abroad. Recently, Gregory was in Austin, Texas for the 14th annual Heman Sweat Symposium on Civil Rights.
I didn't realize growing up that there is about 300 different things you can eat that has more calcium in it than cow's milk. I didn't realize that the number one ingredients in cow's milk is not calcium, it's called casein. Casein builds a bone structure to carry the body's weight. Cow's milk has 300 times more casein than mother's milk because cow's milk got to build a bone structure to carry a ton plus, whereas mother's milk just have to build a structure to carry a maximum of 175 pounds. Cow's milk have to double the weight of the calf within 2 to 4 weeks. Mother's milk double the weight of the baby within 8 to 9 months. What do they do? What do they make synthetically with casein out of cow's milk? They make kerosene that you burn for fuel, and they make glue. Now, we have to ask ourselves a question. Is it a coincidence that the number one milk company on the planet, Barden's Milk, just happened to make Elmer's glue? Or do somebody know something? Now, it's interesting. All the countries on this planet that have crib death use cow's milk. Where there's no crib death, where there's no cow's milk, no crib. It's the gluey substance that some babies can throw off and some can't. That when you can't break it down, it shuts the lungs down. You can't breathe. And so this is what got to me, that I'm thinking that milk is at the right hand of God. I'm not told today that a carrot that was grown in 1948, that same carrot grown in the same place today, have 200,000 nutrition units less because of the way they raped the soil. The American people today is not aware, many of them, that the Europeans said, do not send us your genetic food. Even Garber said the baby food they make for Europe is not made out of genetically grown soybeans. Mm-hmm. The American people is not even aware. They was getting ready to go to a trade war. I mean, they said, look, we're not taking it. You're not sending it over here. Now, you can feed it to them crazy folks in America if you want to, but you're not sending it to us over here. They don't even know what damage it's going to do to the human body. They don't care. And the American people, if I was sitting on this show today with my integrity talking about gasoline or mess up your car, you'd get 10,000 calls. Mm-hmm. So there's something wrong with a country that call itself spiritual, that put more emphasis on the automobile than they put on the human body. And this here disclaimer on this, if this disclaimer was on a filling station, said, warning, this gasoline had been made to make trucks blow up, man, we would be outraged, demand government investigations and what have you. And so my whole thing is, after you start understanding the body and realize that your heart, you got, by this time tomorrow, in 24 hours, your heart will beat 150,000 times, pump 11,000 quarts of blood through your body in 24 hours. And the average life expectancy, your heart will pump 50 million gallons of blood through your body. They ain't got a pump on this planet that can do that. And so as I start getting into and realizing the human body, the day you and I were born, we had 62,000 miles of blood vessels. Now, I ain't talking about now. I'm talking about we just little bitty tots. Mm-hmm. Now, what is 62,000 miles of blood? If you could lay your blood vessels end to end, they'd reach around this planet Earth twice with 12,000, this planet Earth twice with 12,000 miles left over, and yet your blood make a complete cycle every 30 seconds. So your blood travels 125,000 miles a minute, and they got me believing a jet plane is fast. So when you look, now when you get into the black side of it, it gets worse. We black folks in America handle more money than any black on this planet and most white folks other than in America. We black folks in America have more educational hours than any black on this planet and most white folks except Americans. And yet, there is no country, dirt poor, no schools, that have the death from sickness and disease that we black folks have in America.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here. 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home.
the land beyond the blue.
Hello there, neighbor. It's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, Miss Audrey, and all the drifting cowboys. Yes, a singing sensation of the country. Hank Williams is back again for a little visit and some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
I ain't got a dime just to waste in my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Yes, neighbors, here's one of the things that makes your radio worthwhile. You're always glad to spend a little money on the juice when this fella comes calling around. It's our old friend, Hank Williams.
Thank you, Grant. Thank you a lot. And welcome, friends and neighbors, to another Health and Happiness Show. We hope you all are good and healthy and happy and feeling good. All the boys and myself, Miss Audrey, Grant Turner, we all here to try to make you happy for the next few minutes. I'd like to start off here with a song that I recorded here not long ago. I think it's one of the prettiest ones I've ever recorded. Boys, if you will, a little tune called The Lost Highway. I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, there goes another boy down the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's lies makes a life like mine. For the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Just a lad, nearly 22. Neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now